Hello there, I'm Chuck Todd, and I'm speaking to you from the set of Meet the Press, where we just finished today's broadcast. Our guests today were former Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, Democratic Congressman Jason Crow, former Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger, and Dr. Peter Hotez. Here are my quick takeaways from all of these interviews, and I'll start with our January 6th segment. Barbara Comstock was the former member of Congress from Northern Virginia, but she was accompanying Officer Brian Sicknick, who, of course, lost his life right after the insurrection. But she was accompanying two of his colleagues who dealt with January 6th, plus Officer Sicknick's mother and longtime girlfriend. And they did their best to try to persuade Republicans. They met with a little more than a dozen Republican senators, but fewer than half of the people they met with ended up voting for the commission. Look, Barbara Comstock was very defiant, saying, look, the truth's going to come out. The question is who do you want pursuing the truth? Do you want it to look like a partisan exercise, or do you want it to be accepted by the general public? And that's really at the root of this debate. Jason Crow, the Democratic congressman, remember, he was an impeachment manager, but really he was the former Army Ranger who was doing his best to protect colleagues and barricading the House floor. And he just talked about the difficulty that maybe bipartisanship is going to have for anything. I mean, if you can't agree on this, what can you agree on? And then, of course, we had a segment on the issue of the origins of COVID. There is bipartisan agreement that we don't know the answer. And that's the most important thing to think about. Matthew Pottinger, who was one of the early skeptics of what was going on in China, a deputy national security advisor, also the first person to wear a mask in the Oval Office, for what it's worth, by the way. That's what he laid out, is the facts that we don't know, the things that we need access to in order to get this answer. At the end of the day, you can't disprove either theory, that it happened in nature or that it may have been a leak, or perhaps it's a combination of the two, right? Which is they found this virus a lot sooner, which Dr. Peter Hotez says is possible, that maybe it was in the summer of 19, and maybe they were trying to figure out what was going on with this virus before they shared with the world. And that's how it leaked out. Whatever it is, the bottom line is we don't know the answer. Dr. Peter Hotez gives the scientific reasons why we need to know the answer. But he came to the unfortunate conclusion of this. Without the cooperation of the Chinese government, we're never going to know the answer. Is it in the best interest of the Chinese government to share this with the world? The rest of the world may think so. Will they? And we also spent a little time remembering Tulsa 100 years later, and frankly, not re-remembering it, but also teaching it. And why is it that we haven't been taught some of these things? And why did it take the George Floyd's death to sort of re-engage with some of our lower moments in American history when it comes to the issue of race in America? So with that, it was a packed show. Take a listen, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hey everyone, Carrie Dan here from the NBC News Political Unit, here as always with your number of the week. And the number of the week is 15%. Okay, I'm going to read you a question from a recent poll. And I'm going to read this question in as neutral a tone as I can. Okay, you ready? Do you agree or disagree with this statement? The government, media, and financial worlds in the U.S. are controlled by a group of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who run a global child sex trafficking operation. That's the question that was recently asked by the organization PRRI. And I want to say right now that there are always sort of some ethical and logistical issues about polling about conspiracy theories. One of them is that you risk elevating or legitimizing those theories by polling about it or reporting on them. I'm very mindful of that because here I am reporting on this conspiracy theory. It's also worth noting that sometimes support for conspiracy theories in polls can be overstated because people who have never heard about it before hear about a conspiracy theory through a pollster and say, huh, maybe, I don't know, that's plausible. Okay, with all those caveats aside, 15% is our number of the week. And you may be thinking, that question, there couldn't possibly be 15% of the American population that believes that. And I'm here to tell you that you may, in fact, be wrong. PRRI tested that statement and others that are based on these sort of fundamental beliefs of the QAnon conspiracy theory. And 15%, 1/5 agreed with that very blunt statement outlining what QAnon supporters say they believe. The pollsters also asked about another idea, the concept of a, quote, storm that is coming to wipe out elites. They found 20% of Americans agreed with that statement. And 15% again agreed with a question that asked if people agreed or disagreed that, quote, because things have gotten so far off track, true American patriots may have to resort to violence in order to save our country. And that last one is probably the most chilling, especially because this poll came out just a day before Republicans blocked an investigation into the January 6th attack on the Capitol, which was perpetrated, well, by people who kind of agreed that, quote, American patriots may have to resort to violence. Of course, a lot of people in that January 6th crowd were also adherents to the QAnon conspiracy theory. Who are these people, assuming that 15% is the real number and it's not actually lower than that? So you may be asking, okay, maybe it's not 15%, but that's still a big chunk of people. Who are they? And this poll shows that Republicans are the most likely to embrace the QAnon-based conspiracy theories, right? Compared with other parties, Republicans are just more likely. It's about 1 out of 4 Republicans who buy into these totally manufactured ideas. Even more striking, it's not particularly run-of-the-mill Republicans either who believe in these theories. It's not those necessarily who say, for example, they trust Fox News the most out of any media. We're really talking about people who turn to far, far right media sources, like OAN and Newsmax. For them, as many as 40 or 50% of those media consumers of far right media believe in those statements that I just talked about. To be clear, this is misinformation, and it's being targeted, in some cases deliberately, towards people who are already primed to believe other conspiracy theories, say like anti-vaccination, sort of fringy stuff. But it says something really striking and scary about our media environment, where there is a non-trivial part of the American population that is at least willing to believe the absolute worst of America's leaders and elites, and also feel that violence may become necessary. It's very sobering and very dark. And on that note, I hope you've had a lovely Memorial Day weekend. That's it for us. If you'd like to hear more of this free audio briefing, you can always download us on your favorite podcast app.